This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts and, if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, I wonder, do you find this too? It's about from somewhere about now that I find that Christmas starts to gallop towards me like a crazy sleigh with Rudolph doing an impersonation of Usain Bolt. Do you find that? And the trouble is that anything that's done in a rush just tends to throw sustainability out of the window. So this year, I'm going to start thinking right now about how I can make sustainable decorations and gifts, and I'm going to do this with the help of Jefferson Eco. They're a community interest company based at 46 London Road, St Albans. Not only do they themselves make and sell a whole treasure trove of lovely, sustainable and often handmade things, but they've got a whole programme of workshops so that we can make them too. I caught up with one of the Jefferson team, Sonia Jefferson. Sonia, thank you so much for taking a little bit of time away from the busy process of running your shop. Let's start with rag wreath making. That's the first thing that caught my eye on your website that might help us get started for the festive season. What is a rag wreath?
So you might know that we've been in business for about 6 years now, and we take fabric that would have gone to landfill and try and turn it into other things. And we get a lot of stuff from alterations companies, offcuts, really small pieces. And then throughout making our other reusables, we get small pieces of fabric. And what we do with the rag wreath class is we take those small pieces of fabric and we tie them onto a beautiful wreath and make a lovely wreath for your front door.
Sounds good. Is it easy?
Yeah, it's quite easy. Takes a bit of patience. It's one that everybody can join in with.
That sounds like fun. And is it something that you've made in the past? Have you had one of these hanging on your front door?
Oh, yes, I've made a lot of these. They're actually a really good seller for us every year as well. So we sell them in our shops, and the same technique is used for the fabric tinsel, which we also sell in the shop. So we can get through a lot of lovely reds, greens, golds, any sort of fabric like that we can get through.
Okay, lovely. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. And then another thing that you say that you make is a book tree. What does a book tree involve?
Yeah, so a book tree is a really beautiful way to repurpose old books. Ones that we quite like are the children's used school books. You know, you buy lots of them for your kids when they're at primary school, these learn to do books. Although my mum's made one out of an old supplement that she got from a newspaper. So we also have paper star making, which we're running straight after the book tree class, and that again is paper stars made out of old books, and you could then stick one on top of your paper tree.
Oh, lovely. That does sound really very nice. So how big is the tree when you make it?
It's literally the height of whatever book you're using, and then the width is sort of half the page. So it depends on the size of the book, really.
Right. How big. Okay, so it's not going to replace your regular Christmas tree, but this will be a lovely little additional and quite interesting Christmas decoration. And you say you've got those two workshops running concurrently. Tell us a little bit about the kind of atmosphere at the workshops. What is it? Is it kind of chatty? Is it very serious? Because this is serious craft, or what's it? What are they like?
They are not serious, I can assure you that. No, nothing I do is serious. No, they're quite chatty and fun. It's a great way to make new friends. And we'll probably have some Christmas music on as well. The only ones that I've had that aren't chatty have been the Learn to Knit, where you really are sort of concentrating very hard on that one. But most of our classes are quite easy to get the hang of, and quite a nice fun activity.
Oh, well, that sounds good. And nice to perhaps bring a friend along too, if you haven't seen them for a little while or something like that.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Now, of course, it's not just the completely Christmassy things that could help us in the run-up to Christmas, but actually making things that would make nice gifts. And I noticed you've got a few quite interesting workshops that could help us with that. You've got a knit a bunny workshop, making a padded notice board. I noticed hand cream. In fact, tell us a little about that. How do you make hand cream?
Well, I don't know how you make hand cream is the answer to that, because that is natural skincare is going to come in and do that one for us. He's from Tring and uses hyper-locally sourced ingredients to try and keep his carbon footprint as low as possible, but also to deliver good quality cosmetics. And he's going to come and show us how to make a hand cream, and he's going to tell us exactly where to source all the best ingredients from, give us samples to take away, and also the recipe so that we can make our own.
Wow, that does sound interesting. If you ask me what went into hand cream, I'm afraid I would not have a clue. So that would be interesting. And as you say, particularly perhaps if you have allergies of some kind and so can't tolerate certain ingredients, that might be really useful to be able to make your own, mightn't it? I also noticed candle making. That sounds particularly festive, doesn't it? Tell us about that and how we make a candle.
Well, again, we're getting in a company to do that. So that's Zen and Soul from Harpenden, who, again, use hyperlocal ingredients and try and keep their carbon footprint as low as possible. And they're going to come in and show us how to make a candle. And you will get to make a candle at that one, and also how to make a scent roller as well. So the little bonus on that one, that you're going to get two things. So you'll get a candle that maybe you could gift away, and then a little scent roller you could keep for yourself maybe.
Okay, just explain what a scent roller is. I don't think I've come across that before.
Oh, it's like a little perfume stick that you can rub on yourself. So it'll be with essential oils.
Lovely. That sounds delightful as well. Okay, so there's lots of lovely crafty things there, things that we can come along to your workshop above your shop and make at one of your classes. And I noticed something else that you've got going on, which is a little bit different, your gently used Christmas gift sale. Now, you'll have to explain to me what gently used is and how you're going to work this sale.
So what we're looking for is new gifts or things that you can re-gift. So it's something that you would find acceptable as a gift. So it won't look particularly secondhand. It's not like a jumble sale or a bring and buy in that way. We want it to be really something that can be re-gifted. And it's just a way for Jefferson Eco and the Greenhouse, because we're both community interest companies, to make a little bit of money. But also, we thought it'd be nice for you to make a little bit of money before Christmas. So if you get in touch with us, either by email or dropping us a message on our social media or popping into 46 London Road and letting us know that you've got something that you'd like to sell, we'll give you a seller number. And then you bring your items ready, labelled and priced, and we'll put them out, sell them for you, and then we'll split the money that we've made 50-50. So we're looking for people who've got some really lovely, nice, maybe you were gifted it, it's not quite your style, but you know that it would be great for somebody else. Or maybe you've got, say, a board game that you played once, realised it's not quite what you thought it was, but it's in pristine condition and somebody else could receive that as a really good Christmas present. We're trying to make Christmas as sustainable as possible, really. So we want you to bring your gifts maybe on the Saturday the 23rd or from 10 o'clock on Sunday the 24th. Then we need people to come and buy. So if you come and buy between 11 and 3 on the 24th, yeah, that's going to be upstairs at 46 London Road.
Okay, so that's the 23rd and 24th of November. So the 23rd of November for bringing our gently used or new gifts, and then the 24th if we're interested in coming and buying. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah.
Okay, that's lovely. And as you say, it'd be a lovely way for us to make a little bit of money for ourselves, but we'll also, because the proceeds will be split half and half, also we'll be helping you and the Greenhouse Eco Hub make a little bit of money too. Great way of helping two great community interest companies just make a little bit of cash before Christmas. So you have hinted that you've also got some lovely things on sale, things that we don't have to make, things that you've already made that might help us have a slightly more sustainable Christmas. Now, you've got some great decorations for a start. You're all very good at making things look lovely. Tell us something about the decorations that you've got that we could buy.
So, as I said earlier, we save fabric from going to landfill. So we've got lots of lovely fabric decorations, and this is where we can use up all of the little scraps of fabric that are left over from some of our bigger projects. So we have hanging decorations that you can pop on your tree that are generally made from a denim back with lots of little bits of fabric put on them, because denim is something that we get a lot of. And then we've got our rag tinsel, which is ever so popular, and you can get that out year after year, and also our rag wreaths. And we've got some other things that pop up throughout Christmas. We've also got sustainable winnable crackers, which is something that we've been selling now for 2 years, and you can actually pull these fabric crackers, and rather than most sustainable crackers that break in the middle, these ones actually work like a normal cracker where either end could come off, and so one of you will win the prize in the middle, and you can pop a snap in those. But if you've got pets and they don't like a bang, because it's Velcro, you get a tiny little rip but no other noise.
Wow, pet-friendly sustainable crackers, who even knew? And as you say, those ones sounds like a little bit more fun than some of the other eco ones as well. What a tremendous idea. That sounds absolutely lovely, and so good to know that all of these decorations are just using up things that might otherwise have gone to landfill. So that is really lovely. And also some of the Christmas gifts that you've got. You have some lovely things that you've made, that Jefferson Eco has made, that would make lovely presents. Do you want to give us a little bit of inspiration there?
Well, our most popular gifts are the reusable makeup wipes, because we use two different fabrics. So we'll use the fabrics, again, that would have gone to landfill. So they always have a colourful side and then a plain side. And that's really unusual. Most makeup wipes that you can buy commercially are just plain. So they make quite a nice little Christmas gift. They're sort of stocking filler sized. And another popular item, strangely, is bowl covers. Lots of people like bowl covers, but I think that's really handy at this time of year because you've got lots of food out on the tables, etc. So you can make your food look pretty before you're waiting to eat.
Yeah, very practical, and as you say, not so widely available, so something just a little bit different as well. That does sound nice. And you've got lots of other things that can help us be a bit more sustainable in the kitchen, in the bathroom, for example, but all look very attractive and are specially made by you. Another thing that I thought might make a nice gift would be your VIP membership. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so as Jefferson Eco, we want to make our classes as accessible as possible to everyone. So we have something called the VIP system. Now, if you're claiming benefits, you can become a VIP and access our classes. A lot of them at a very reduced rate. Some of them are even free. But if you have the money and can afford it, we also have a membership, which that then helps subsidise and lowers the cost of the other classes. And we've changed our membership slightly, so it's now monthly membership. And we've got three tiers of membership, but each of the tiers means that you can access some of the classes at a lower price. They all include money off or a free party kit hire as well, because that's something else that we do here, hiring out the stuff for your Christmas party maybe, to make that more sustainable. So yeah, there's different levels of membership, and we'd love people to come in and inquire.
And so this would mean that you would get cheaper or free tickets for your craft events?
Yes, you can access all of our classes at a lower cost or for free. Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So a lovely gift, particularly for somebody who is a little bit crafty, likes that sort of thing. So just looking forward to next year, you've got some great news about some new funding that you've received, which can definitely help us be a bit more sustainable. Would you like to tell us about that?
Yeah, so we've just received funding from St Albans District Council to help us to deliver visible mending classes. So we'll be running in January and February. There'll be groups of four lessons in a row, and it will be literally everything to do with visible mending. So we'll have our very popular speed weave class in there. We'll show you the mender jeans crotch, which is another really popular class that we do. And then we'll also be doing different stitches and showing other different ways of mending. And because we're going to be able to run four classes, it means that you'll get a go at doing the mending, whereas most visible mending that you go to is usually people showing you how to do it and not actually doing it yourself. So everybody will get a chance to have a go.
Lovely. And visible mending is something where you don't make any apology about the fact that you're mending something. It's going to be the mend itself will be a beautiful addition to your much loved item, and we'll just make it bit more distinctive and stand out. Sounds like a lovely class to come along to, learning a new skill, but also, again, keeping those fabrics, keeping that fashion out of landfill. Sonia, it sounds like you have so much going on. It sounds like it all would be fun to come along to do, as well as you say, keeping us a little bit more sustainable. Thank you so much for telling us all about that.
Thanks, Amanda.
I was talking there to Sonia Jefferson of Jefferson Eco, that you'll find at 46 London Road, St Albans. And to find out more about all their workshops and their online shop, go to jeffersoncrafts.com, and I'll pop that link into the notes that go with the podcast of this show and that you'll find on the podcast page of mix926.com. So have you got any crafty tips for a sustainable Christmas? Perhaps you'll be making your own decorations, or perhaps your own Christmas cards using upcycled paper and card. Well, we'd love to see what you're up to. Via email, I'm on amanda.yorworth@mix926.com, or look out for Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 on Twitter and on Facebook. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.